If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
On the map, WGN Radio gives insight and explores unique exotic vacation destinations all over the world. On the map, from Miami to Santorini. Plan your next adventure on the map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right. Happy Friday to all of you and welcome to On the Map. Tonight, we're going to visit Springfield, Illinois. And later, we'll talk to the folks at the French Country Inn and a big event coming up with singer Tony Ocean next Wednesday. So Springfield, the capital of Illinois, is located just over 3 hours from Chicago. You can begin your journey in Chicago, the starting point of historic U.S. Route 66, and travel the Mother Road, visiting retro diners and roadside attractions on your way. Once you arrive in Springfield, you'll find a destination rich with history and culture. Abraham Lincoln, the 16th president of the U.S., lived in Springfield with his wife and family before moving to Washington, D.C., and from its Route 66 legacy in Lincoln history to its state-of-the-art museums, unique architecture, wonderful art galleries, and exciting food scene, Springfield is a charming capital city that you and your family should visit. Amy Beadle is the executive with VisitSpringfieldIllinois.com, and she joins us on the map. Welcome in, Amy.
Hello, how are you?
I am good. You're getting some storms down there.
We are getting a little bit of weather, but that's okay because that means summer and spring are here.
That's true.
And we're excited to to make our way through them. Before long, it'll be we had a good taste yesterday of what 95 felt like. So yeah, we're not ready for that quite yet, but
love it.
Soon enough.
I love it. I'm waiting for summer myself. So, you know, Springfield, I think as a kid was one of the first cities that I visited. And it was like a school trip, maybe in sixth grade, eighth grade. Mm-hmm. And it was just as fun back then, but exciting as visiting as an adult. Springfield is a great destination, especially for summer travel, isn't it, Amy?
It really is. And what we love the most about Springfield is we really are year-round, because when we don't have outdoor things happening, we have a plethora of museums and indoor things to do. But yeah, summer is definitely our jam, if you will. We've got it teed up this year to be one that you do not want to miss down here in Springfield.
I love it. Well, you know, I'm going to bounce around to a bunch of things because it is about Route 66 and Lincoln, but also really great cultural things as well. But Memorial Day weekend being next weekend, there is a big festival happening.
There is, and we are so excited that we have the 63rd annual International Carillon Festival, and that festival has been moved from the first full weekend in June to Memorial Day weekend, and we are just so excited to invite people to come. And if you're hearing this now, it is not too late. If you don't have plans for next weekend, get down here Thursday or Friday, spend a couple, 2-3 nights. We've got a ton of stuff for you to do, but you will get to hear the most beautiful carillon music, and that is something that most people don't experience because they're very few and far between.
Yeah, explain about that.
Springfield has one of the largest ones in the world. Is the Thomas Reese Memorial Carillon. So I think it's 67 cast bronze bells, and the music that comes out of that, there'll be carillonneers from around the world coming to play. It's a four-day festival, starts on Thursday, runs Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday night, there's also a firework display after the event. And so they'll hear some local music flair, and then they'll hear these beautiful carillonists playing the carillon. So it's set in Washington Park here in Springfield, right next to the Botanical Garden. So the whole experience is just really a very cool arts, but also outdoor atmosphere. You bring your chairs. It's all free. There'll be food trucks for food purchases. Family-friendly, pet-friendly, really just inviting everyone to come down and experience it.
Very unique. I mean, you don't hear about that very often happening anywhere in the U.S., right?
Yes, correct. And like I said, we're very blessed to have that here, along with, you know, some of the other things you mentioned, like the Presidential Museum and Lincoln's only home he ever owned. I love to tell people that Springfield is filled with things that you cannot do or replicate anywhere else you go.
I love hearing that. You mentioned June, and this has been moved up. June 6th through August 10th, which is all summer long, is History Comes Alive. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yes, so that's our signature summer program, and that will run for 10 full weeks throughout the summer. It will run Tuesdays through Saturdays, and what will happen is every day there's a set schedule, and it could be Abraham Lincoln at the Lincoln Depot giving his farewell speech like he did when he left Springfield, or he could be at the old state capitol with his House Divided speech, and you'll see Lincoln himself giving these speeches. You can go to History Cooks down at Lincoln's home where there'll be presidential dishes that will be displayed and explained by local chefs. You can go to date night at the Dana Thomas House, our Frank Lloyd Wright home, which, if you didn't see, Sotheby's auctioned off the matching lamp to the one we have in our home here, and it went for a little over $7 million.
Well, I did see that. So you have the other one.
You can just come right down here and see it. Yes,
wow.
That's correct.
Oh, that's cool.
As well as the home that has more artifacts and original pieces of Frank Lloyd Wright than any other home.
That's cool. That is awesome. Mm-hmm. We are exploring Springfield, Illinois. Amy Beadle is with visitspringfieldillinois.com.
Let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, Amy Beadle is with visitspringfieldillinois.com, and we are exploring this fabulous area that is fun to visit all year round. And I would say in July, you've got this really cool exhibit. It's called the Bob Waldmeier Exhibit at the Pharmacy Gallery and Art Space in downtown Springfield. Tell folks what that's all about.
Absolutely. Well, this is in addition to our already full collection of Route 66 sites, attractions, and things to see and do and culinary adventures here in Springfield. Starting in July of this year, running all the way through the centennial year till December of 2026, we have curated with the Pharmacy Art Gallery and Bob Waldmeier's family an art exhibition of pieces of his art that we've procured, as well as some other fun little things that were Bob's. And this will be a pay homage to Bob Waldmeier, who was a Route 66 nomad. He is one of the most popular and iconic people that ever traveled the road. He was an artist. He was a hippie. He just kind of made his way in his bus throughout the road and lived on the road, and is very popular for his paintings and his caricatures and things like that. So we're very excited that we're going to let people immerse themselves into his creative expression at that exhibit for a full year and a half.
And that Cozy Dog Drive is still owned by that family, right?
Yes. Josh Waldmeier and Buzz are still there daily running the Cozy Dog Drive-In and serving up those amazing cozy dogs and fries.
I love it. Well, this is a perfect segue into Route 66. It's such a part of this story, and we're, man, a year away from a century celebration. It's going to be a big one.
Yes, and we're really closing in on that six-month mark now away. I feel like we have been teeing this up for years now,
yes,
especially the last 18 months. You know, it's hard to believe, but again, you know, as the marketing manager putting all these things together, sometimes I have to step back and say, wow, we have over 40 Route 66 experiences here in Springfield for people.
That's amazing. I was going to say,
it's incredible.
Yeah. And there's this new Route 66 mural and wayside exhibit trail. It's a ton of murals and stuff. Explain that.
Yes. So we've been installing those over the last year or so. And the Route 66 mural trail runs from Williamsville just north as you're coming into town, down to Auburn just to the south as you're leaving town, down where the original brick road lies. So there's 9 murals. And then the waysides are the same, except there's 12 of those. We'll also be adding in another exciting trail soon that I can't quite divulge, but there'll be another trail all through that area of about 20 more things to see. And then we also have just uncovered, just to the north, as you're coming down from Chicago and you're coming down off of I-55 on Route 66 into town, we've uncovered a almost 90-year-old piece of pavement that was originally Route 66.
Wow.
That's all been cleared. It'll have wayside exhibits with historical information. You can walk this quarter-mile path down to the Sangamon River. I did it the other day, even though it's not open to the public yet. It's a beautiful little walk. And then there'll be a structure that will be similar to the Iron Bridge that someone would have crossed when they originally took that road.
That's amazing. I mean, I love this stuff. This is amazing. There's so much, though, along Route 66. I want to just highlight a couple of things and great opportunities for photo ops, too, is you do this Living Legends thing and landmarks of Route 66.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, so we've put that together. That was actually put together back in 2019. We started that passport. It's called our Explorer Passport. It's got 26 different sites, attractions, both Route 66 and local museums and Abraham Lincoln things. They can pick those up at our visitor center when they get to town. And the living legends and landmarks of Route 66 are people we had identified originally who own a business, have a business on one of the original alignments of Route 66. So that has expanded tremendously at this point with what we would add to that. So we've gone a little different route, and we have a beautiful downloadable PDF on our website that has all of this information with addresses so you don't miss a single Route 66 opportunity when you're in Springfield.
I love that. You know, I want to mention this too. In Vegas, there's a neon museum. So all the old signs that were in Vegas, you can see them lit up sitting in the desert, sitting in the sand. Mm-hmm. The Illinois State Fairgrounds does something very similar because, I mean, obviously this neon park that you guys have, you know, that neon spelled out exactly what Route 66 was as you took that long journey, and you've got a really cool place to do this on the fairgrounds.
We absolutely do. I think it would literally take you a day just to come from the north, from Chicago, and get to Sangamon Avenue at the fairgrounds. We have so much to do. But yes, the Neon Sign Park, we call it the Gate to Experience. And the Neon Sign Park has replicas of signs that you would have seen throughout the state. So this corner of the fairgrounds is meant to show people the entire state of Illinois, Route 66. So it's not just Springfield. It will take you in micro form through the sheds all the way from Chicago to the Chain of Rocks Bridge. As a matter of fact, there's a beautiful replica of the bridge. So you can go out and make your way and see the entire route in one little small corner. And then at dusk, just take in the amazing neon signs, as well as the 25-foot tall steel giant.
Right.
We made a new giant.
Okay.
And he's holding a gorgeous American flag.
Lovely. And I know the Ace Sign Company Museum also has more signing. I mean, it was really what it was all about, is that classic look when you were driving, right?
Yes, I think back. I wish I could go back and drive that during the time, you know, in the late, you know, 20s, early 30s. I can only imagine how stunning it would be just to go from town to town and see all of those neon, you know, vacancy signs on the on the hotels and, you know, all these type of things, and kind of just pull up to the motor inn and jump out. And, you know, you're right at your room right there at the parking lot. And I imagine it was just really, you know, a really different kind of life than what we experience now.
Yeah, absolutely. In regards to our 16th U.S. president that you mentioned earlier, there's so much to see and do surrounding President Lincoln.
Yes. Thank you for mentioning him. We try to remember him as he is our, I call him our purple cow. He is our outstanding piece that it has. No one else can say that we have the only home he ever owned at the National Park site of the Lincoln Home. We have his tomb where he and Mary and all but one of their sons is buried at the Lincoln tomb out at Oak Ridge Cemetery. And then, of course, we have his presidential museum, which is only one of those in the world. And that is stunning with the different theaters that you can go into. They have different galleries going on in the Illinois Gallery. And, you know, there's always ever-changing things happening there. So if you've been, you're going to see something different when you come again. And then, of course, we have the old state capitol.
Yeah, so
and
cool.
That's just amazing. That finally, we got that reopened a couple months ago, so we're very excited about that. And then, again, I mentioned earlier the Lincoln Depot, which is where Lincoln left from when he left Springfield to Washington, D.C., and gave that ever-famous farewell speech.
Very, very cool. Now, this is also a great place for, some bourbon, some beer, it's a great culinary place too. Let's share a little bit about that.
Absolutely. We do have a bourbon journey, and that is on our website as well. It's not ours per se, but we do market that, and we house that on our website. There is also our beer and wine trails, which we have on the website in the way of a blog with a map. So we have outstanding local microbreweries and wineries. Culinary-wise, we're very famous for our Springfield Horseshoe, which is an open-faced sandwich that is something everyone has to have at least once in their lifetime. It usually scares some people who aren't from here. They don't really understand what it is that they're eating, but Essentially, it's toast with your choice of meat, piled high with fries, and then just covered in a glorious cheese sauce. Everyone has their favorites. Everyone has their opinion on what's the best, but you just have to try one. We have a horseshoe trail, actually, with about 30 restaurants on it. You can get that piece on your phone and find all of those easily, and you can even win prizes for eating them.
That's awesome. I'm hungry now. Now that's it. Now I'm hungry. Let's talk about where to stay in Springfield. Between the hotels, Airbnbs, campgrounds, there's something for everyone.
Absolutely. And again, I refer you to our website under our stay page. We have all of that laid out for you beautifully. You can go in and choose just downtown hotels. You can choose all hotels. We have hotels that range from, you know, limited service, your comfort suites and Best Westerns, to your residence in Spring Hills. And then we have, of course, full service hotels. We do have the click through to Airbnb if you're so inclined to look for one of those. And then we also have campgrounds at the Illinois State Fairgrounds, so you could stay right next to the Neon Sign Park. And then we have several in the area that we have listed there as well that are very convenient for motoring into Springfield while you're camping.
Got it. And it's only about a 3-hour drive from Chicago. Is that about right?
Yeah, I would say so. Given traffic and what time you leave and what day, I mean,
especially
you just
today.
Experience that. So yeah, exactly. But yes, three and a half. And, you know, if you make your way on Route 66 down, you know, you may be taking a little bit longer if you're stopping off at like Joliet and Pontiac and really like spending time getting out of the car and doing things. But if you come straight shot down, about three and a half coming out of the suburbs, and you'll be right here. And again, I encourage you to make sure when you decide to come to Springfield, don't think we're a day, because we are way more than a day.
And I was just going
to
say,
we will keep you busy. We could keep you busy literally for 2 weeks solid if you wanted us to, but we'll take 2 or 3 days. And please look up our website. There's just an abundance of ideas and itineraries, blogs, if you're interested in a certain, you know, subject matter. I mean, we've just tried to make it really easy to paint the picture of how much there is to see and do, and the variety is incredible.
Can't wait. Amy Beadle, visit SpringfieldIllinois.com. All right, Amy, thank you, and we will absolutely see you in Springfield. I think I just told you my daughter just started dating a young man, and he is from Springfield, so maybe we'll make a little trip down there sometime this summer.
I expect to see you, and I expect you to let me know when you're coming.
Okay, we'll do, Amy. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.